Okay, door opens, she'll say, "Hi, Hook, come on in." And I'll say, "Hi, Millie." No, "Hey, Millie, what's up?" No, I'm not gonna say what's up. That's... "Hey, Millie, nice to see you. Thanks for inviting me." Okay, yeah, that's good. Or if it's Caitlin, maybe, "I'm sorry for..." Oh, why would you bring that up? So stupid. It's in the past.
Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose.
And I'm gonna win it. I'm gonna.
That's right. You will.
Okay. They open the door. We do that, and then she'll be like, "What do you have there?" And I'll say, "Books. I know you like fantasy. I didn't know what you'd already read, so I brought Moonlight Archer, The Chronicles of Haymore. I have the first Inward Paladin book. I brought some games, too. I found a checkers board once, so I made my own pieces, and I was hoping I'd find someone to play with. And cards, if you know card games. I know a few, I think. And..."
That sounds like a lot.
Okay.
For a first visit.
Then I'll just say, just some stuff. But if you do ask...
We're not gonna fucking ask.
What we'll probably ask is... "How long has it been since you've seen another person, Huck?"
Okay, that rock is this here, so it should be... "You can do this." Hello? Millie? Caitlin? Hello?
Maybe we're out getting supplies.
Out where?
Getting...
You wouldn't both go?
Millie! Caitlin! I'll check inside.
Huck.
We would have answered.
"Over there, there's a note."
"Dear Huck, we're sorry to write this, but we felt we needed to leave. We are not angry, but it's hard to trust you after yesterday. If we meet again under different circumstances, I hope we can start again and be friends. M and K." They're gone?
I'm sorry, Huck.
They're gone? God!
Being alone can do strange things to a person. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and this is The Truth, and on this week's episode, we'll return to the post-apocalyptic world of The Hum. This is the third story in the series. If you haven't heard them, please go back and listen to After The Hum and Into The Hum first.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison. But it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Shadow of the Hum.
Oh, hey, fella. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Who's a good boy? Huh? Who's a good boy?
It's feral, Hawk. You didn't catch it to be a pet.
Do it or let it go. The poor thing is terrified.
Just cut the throat. It's quickest. You need to eat.
He's trying.
Put the blade against its throat and...
Okay. Come on. Come here, boy. It's just going to be real quick. No. No, come here. No.
Damn it. Again, Hawk.
I know. I'm so stupid.
Hey. Stupid. Hey. Shh. Are you okay? Huh? I know what will make you feel better. Okay? Do you have a glass? Yeah? Let's get some water.
Oh, for Christ. Not that again. He does this every damn day now.
Let him. Let's do it like Jesse taught you.
If you mix just a little bit of blood with the water.
Not too deep, Huck.
Dip my finger in the water.
And then rub it around the lip.
It makes me sick every time you do this.
See, Grandpa? Hi.
You don't, Huck.
Did you know that everything in the world is actually waves? Waves on the surface of the ocean of reality. All of us are actually just reality waving to itself, saying, hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Did one of you say something?
Yo! Hey, buddy!
Don't pour that water out here. Pour it in the dirt.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Get your knife. Take it out of the sheath.
Right.
Whoa! Hey, take it easy. Come in peace.
Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
Because you need to protect yourself.
I'm gonna put it down.
Don't!
Why not? He's gotta be as lonely as...
Sorry, but I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. My name's Ivan. I was passing by. I heard that music.
Yeah, from the general store.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Huck.
Cool. That's amazing to find another person. I thought I heard a hum coming, so I covered my head, but then I saw you, so I figured...
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't like the hum from the sky.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, you're safe.
Are you alone?
Tell him no.
No. Yes. Yes.
Don't tell him.
I live here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, would you like to see?
Offer your guest a seat.
Oh, would you like to sit? I can make us some tea. I have dandelions. It tastes better than you would think.
No, it's okay. Thanks. You got a lot of wizard kind of books.
Yeah, I got those from all the stores and houses around here. I really like fantasy. Do you?
Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's checkers.
I love checkers.
I found a board, so I made some pieces for it.
Want to play?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll play.
How long you lived here?
I mean, a while. I grew up close by, and we moved into here right after my grandpa died. We were going to go west, but he got sick.
You should have just gone.
I wasn't going to leave you.
Why not?
Is there someone else here? They keep talking like there is.
It's not his business.
Are they talking to you now? Being alone could do strange things to a guy.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, right after the first hum, I was all alone. I got really worried that I was going to starve. So I just went around to Like you with the books, I went around and got all the food that I could find and put it all together in one place. Where I could see it. And where I could guard it. But then one day, a rat gnawed through this bag of rice. I don't know, or maybe I left it open. Whatever. But it got me really worried about rats. Got so I couldn't sleep. Because every sound I thought was rats coming to steal my food. So I figured I had to get rid of them. So I took a little bit out and set it out like bait. And the rats started showing up. And then there was more, and then there was more, and then there was more of them. It's like, got to be so there was like all the rats in the city was there. And you looked down on it and you couldn't even see the food anymore. Just this moving ocean of rats. And then I dump gasoline on it. And I take out my Zippo lighter and it's just, I'm about to drop it on there, you know, like out of a movie.
Right.
Hope you like it. Well done. And I think, shit, that was all my food.
What an idiot.
Know what else?
What?
When the fire goes out, there was still rats. Eating all the burnt dead ones. And they still kept coming. You ever done something stupid like that? Because you didn't have anyone around to be like, that's stupid? When it's just you, your mind gets lazy. Starts cutting corners. And the thing is, you don't even realize it until it's too late.
I don't think that happened to me.
Yeah, well, it almost did to me. I was lucky to find a group after a while to get me back on track. That's why I was sad when they all...
I'm sorry.
How long has it been since you've seen another person, Huck?
I don't know. A few weeks?
More.
Over a year.
A year? Really?
Yes.
Oh. Over a year, I guess. It's not, I mean, I know they're in my mind. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, sure. No.
But they just make it so that I'm less lonely.
Sure. Are they...
It's like imagining a conversation with somebody. So You just imagine what they'd say.
Is it people you know well?
Yeah, some of them I do, like my grandpa. But, you know, there's also famous people. Like, do you ever watch that science show, Mrs. Crabgrab's Fun Lab?
No.
Well, she helps me with science stuff. Or my grandpa, for instance, really liked LBJ, so I saw a lot of documentaries about him growing up. So LBJ helps inspire me, you know, when I need that. Or the Queen of England. She helps keep the place clean.
Because she's, like, fancy?
Yes, exactly. Or a million Caitlin.
Go on.
I only met them once, but I heard their voices a lot from before that when I had this calm. And so it felt like I knew them. So when I just need a friend, because I think Millie was, well, we would have been friends. But when I need a friend, I talk to her. Or Caitlin, but she...
But it's all you, right? Like, it's not like you're possessed. It's not really the queen. It's the part of you that wants to keep the place nice, but you associate that with...
A nice place... Or nice stuff, yeah.
And then Caitlin, what kind of things does she say to you?
You're a fucking monster, you piece of shit. You ruin everything. I hope you die. You know, stuff like that.
Why do you associate that with her?
I don't know.
You fucking liar.
Did you maybe...
Would you go, please?
It's your move.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, hang on. You know, it's like you said with the rats. You do something stupid and you just hate yourself for it.
Tell him the whole story.
I was just so lonely.
Don't make excuses.
I heard on the comm that Caitlin was coming this way. She was looking for supplies and... I didn't know how to approach it without...
So you kidnapped. You grabbed me and locked me in a room.
You know, it was wrong, what I did. I know that, but... I grabbed her and I locked her up. I did it so that her sister would come, and this way we could all be friends. And Millie said we could. She really did. She said if I let her sister go, we could be friends. And I was like, of course I'm going to do that, because that's all I want. And I told her I was sorry, and it's because I was. I am sorry. And they invited me to come over the next day, but when I got there, they were gone. That's true. Right?
Hey, they're not here. So they can't forgive you. You gotta forgive yourself.
I don't deserve it.
Beating yourself up isn't gonna make the world better. You're not that special. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
And you apologized.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not out of line, but...
What?
That's different than doing something deliberately, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They lied to you. They took advantage of your vulnerability to hurt you. And that pisses me off.
Really?
Same thing happened to me with my group. You know, people taking advantage, walking all over you. And they make you think you're the bad guy. Just for standing up for yourself. There's this cow that kind of holds the group together, you know, like milk and stuff like that. I was the cow guy. And I took really good care of her, too. I was proud of it, but, you know, now I'm out. And they keep the cow. How's that fair? Right?
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea. There's 35, 40 of them on an old farm. Most of them sleep in the barn, some smaller shelters around.
Okay.
Two teams of two on watch.
Okay.
That watch is mostly for animals, so they won't see us coming.
Right.
After we take out the watch, we should be able to cut the rest of their throats while they're asleep.
What did you say?
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, this episode of The Truth is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you've always wanted to try therapy, or you'd like to try it again, or you just need to talk some things out, BetterHelp offers online, licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help with issues including anxiety, depression, stress, relationship conflicts, difficulty sleeping, LGBT matters, trauma, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, and more. Finding a therapist can be intimidating and time-consuming, but with BetterHelp, you can simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. Easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages with your therapist from the comfort of your own home. Everything you share is confidential, and if for any reason you are unhappy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. BetterHelp is a convenient and affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code THETRUTH. Get started today at betterhelp.com/thetruth. There's no shame in asking for help. After the year we all went through, saving money should be at the top of everyone's resolution list. So if you're still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless, what are you doing? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at just $15 a month. Before I got Mint, I was paying so much more than that, and among all of my expenses, I was just looking for every way to save that I could find, and Mint Mobile makes it easy to save money. By going online only and eliminating the traditional costs of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered to you on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/truth. That's mintmobile.com/truth. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/truth. Now back to Shadow of the Hum.
What did you say?
I said after we take out the watch, we should be able to cut the rest of their throats while they're asleep.
I thought we were stealing a cow.
Yeah. Once we do that, the cow should be easy.
Oh my, I don't want to hurt anybody.
You think I do?
Do you?
No.
Then why do we have to do this?
They're not going to give up their cow without a fight. Just imagine Millie and Caitlin are down
there. No, but I don't want to hurt them. They're
after
my...
After what they did to you? I'm your friend, Huck. I'm just like you. And we both deserve better.
What happened with your group?
It was all about control. Power. I just didn't see it at first.
Okay.
You know, I was on cow detail, even though everyone thought I should be, like, mayor.
Right.
I mean, whatever. It's no big deal. It is what it is. And cow's an important job. And I was good at it. And there was a way things worked, and that's how it was. But then new people come in, and suddenly it's like, oh, you can't do it like that anymore. And I'm like, really, Inez? You're the expert all of a sudden? And just because I'm not going to, like, whatever you say, and change everything around from the way it's always been, they need to get with the program, not me.
What program?
Like, she and these new... and they all start, like, having it in for me and accusing me of, like, you know there's other people, like, taking more than their fair share, like, from their jobs. I mean, there's always perks, right? To whatever job. And do you want to be the only fucking sucker? Huh?
No.
Look in their bedrolls, right? I bet Inez has ammo and Malcolm has, I don't know, extra shovels or whatever his job is. But suddenly with me, the rules are, like, very, very important. And Inez is like, I also heard blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're siding with them? Really? People you barely know? Who are saying things that, like, things that are lies.
What did...
I tried to offer them, like, on the side, like, more food or milk or blankets that are mine, I mean, that I found in exchange for whatever. Like, they're such fucking saints. Even though I never did, really. I don't even know what they're talking about anyway.
Oh.
Huck, what are you doing?
Did you follow any of that?
He's my friend.
You met him tonight.
They hurt him. They lied. Like you did. He's just taking back.
You don't really want to be a part of this, do you? Of course he does.
No, I don't.
You're the same as him. Violent, mean, selfish.
I'm not.
What are they saying, buddy?
Prove it.
Ivan, do you remember your rat story?
Sure.
How you wish someone was there to stop you before you did something stupid?
Yeah?
Well, I think you might be about to do something stupid. But the good news is you're not alone. I'm here. I'm your friend, and I can stop you before you do something you're going to regret. Let's just...
What, do nothing? Let them take and take and take and just destroy the new world before it has a chance to be any different?
Don't back down, Huck.
Fine. I'll do it myself. Go play with your imaginary friends.
You can't let him.
Wait, Ivan.
I'll come with you.
But there's something we gotta do.
What?
Remember the hum that was coming before that you heard? That was me. I made that.
You can make a hum?
Yeah.
Like the hum from the sky?
Someone showed it to me. It's smaller and it makes you powerful.
Show me.
I brought a glass. You pour water into it, then here.
Hey!
He's scared, like you were scared.
Don't be scared. Just take the knife. I trust you.
Okay. careful, that's dangerous.
You need blood, just a little bit. Your hand's the easiest place right here. Now give me the knife. Hold the glass with one hand, and with the other, dip a finger in the water. And then rub it around the lip.
Do we gotta wrap our heads or protect ourselves or something?
He trusts you, Huck.
No.
Wow. Okay, let me try it again.
There you go. Okay, you got it.
Be like this. It's so. No, it's so.
Now!
You had to do it.
Did he?
Of course. Huck tried talking to him first.
For like a second.
Hey, let's finish this.
He said he was going to kill them.
He said a lot of stuff.
You don't think he meant it?
Didn't he? Didn't you?
You'll never know now, will you?
Who's there?
Because you're a murderer.
Hey, Inez, there's someone there.
Say hi.
Is that right?
Introduce yourself.
Is that Ivan?
Tell them how I trusted you, and you cut my throat.
Heads on your head, now!
I can explain.
Hey, over here. Yeah, I need help.
What is it?
You think they're going to want to share their farm with a murderer?
Holy shit. Millie, is that...
Murderer!
You recognize this guy?
Huck? Oh my God, that's Huck.
Hey, Millie. Nice to see you.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Shadow of the Hum was written by Chris Kapiniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by James Dwyer, Chris Kapiniak, Michael Cullen, Jessica Morgan, Marissa Brow, Suzanne Torin, and Russell G. Jones. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, for a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.